107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI putting out a photo of a person of interest following the fatal shooting of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at a campus event at Utah Valley University. ABC's Pierre Thomas with the latest.
I'm told by sources it's from surveillance footage in and around the area where the shooting took place. This appears to be a male person wearing sunshades and a baseball cap. The FBI very much wants to talk to that person, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying this person so that they can get access to them and begin to interview them.
Law enforcement sources tell ABC News they've also recovered an old model style rifle. The country is marking 24 years since the September 11th attacks. Ceremonies honoring the nearly 3,000 killed when terrorists hijacked planes. Nadine Menendez, the wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, sentenced today to 4.5 years in federal prison for her role in selling her husband's influence in exchange for luxury goods. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Middle schoolers in Hayward were put on lockdown Tuesday because a student brought a weapon to school. That's according to reporting from the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports Superintendent Mark Berquist says someone reported a possible weapon on campus and administrators immediately contacted police. When authorities got there, they confirmed a student did indeed have a weapon, although they didn't say what type of weapon. The school was reportedly on a soft lockdown for about 20 minutes. Berquist says the student was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action, although he said he couldn't release any more information due to student privacy. And the opposition to a data center in Menominee is growing. A movement called Stop the Data Center has gotten bigger, reports WQOW. There's a Facebook page with more than 8,000 members. People have put signs in their yards, and there's even a billboard now, too. Menominee City Council member Matthew Crow told the station, quote, "The data center at this point is not coming at this time," end quote. But residents say they want more transparency from the city council. Last month, the city of Menominee released a fact sheet that said the data center would cost $1.2 billion to build and the construction would create 1,000 jobs. And police at UW-Eau Claire say keeping unlocked bikes out as bait has worked. Back in 2018, university police started equipping some bikes with GPS trackers. They're left unlocked around campus, ready for thieves to take the bait instead of stealing property from students. At orientation, students are told about the program, and they even get stickers for their own bikes that say this may be a bait bike with the police department's logo on it. Over the last 2.5 years, 24 bicycles have been stolen on campus, and more than half of them were the department's bait bikes. Police recommend students document their bike's serial number. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today, another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, 83 on Saturday. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
I've got a little personal business to attend to, but don't worry. We've got a special re-airing of Girls Rock and then a best of curated just for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge. He also has a YouTube video blog over on YouTube. Just look for Philip Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R. Phil, apparently I've heard different numbers, 10, 19, 14 drones that were shot down in Poland were all dummy drones. They were the ones that Russia throws at Ukraine to mop up their air defenses, and then they follow them with deadly drones. It sounds to me like that's Russia, that's Putin probing the air defenses of NATO, and that might be in anticipation of a strike against NATO. What do you think, and what are people in Ukraine and Europe more generally saying?
Well, I mean, this happens at a time when the Russians and the Belarusians are conducting a pretty much annual military exercise. That they call West, you know, whatever the year is. For example, in West 2021, that was the guise upon which the Russians used that exercise to engage in the offensive into Ukraine. And this is West, or Zapad, 2025. And you're right, it is, the number is approximately 19 drones that broached Polish airspace. Now, this is something that Russia has done quite often. They have a technique, they have a tradition of making probing maneuvers into Western, whether it is their airspace or into sovereign waters. For example, they will often send submarines into the North Atlantic or into the Bering Strait. And Western powers then have to counter with this kind of cat and mouse game with submarines. They will do this with the airspace over the North Atlantic, where they will send their strategic bombers and the RAF. The UK, the British RAF will have to scramble jets to counter this kind of thing. But it, with the tensions in the region and using this new source of power, these drones, obviously Polish sovereignty and defensive systems were launched. It does seem like it was a probing endeavor. To which the, in particular, Eastern NATO powers have responded by moving a lot of air defense down into the region. Jets were Polish jets from and NATO jets from neighboring airstrips were mobilized. So it was a matter of reaction speed that these drones prompted. But it has been a major issue for the NATO, in particular European NATO powers, that Article 4.
Yeah, this is just 2 weeks after Ursula von der Leyen, you know, the head of the European Union, right, after her plane was forced to land using paper maps because the Russians were spoofing her GPS and basically, trying to get her plane to dive into the ground, from what I can tell, or into a mountain or something.
Yeah, yeah. This is increasingly aggressive maneuvers by the Russians, who are clearly testing what the reaction speed is.
It seems to me, Phil, that what Putin was all about in Alaska, when he met with Trump 3 weeks ago, was basically probing Trump. You know, how far can I push you? What point are you going to stand up against me? And it certainly seems to me that the answer that he got from that meeting was there is no red line, that he can do pretty much anything he wants, that Trump will simply let him get away with it. Whether that's because Putin has Epstein's, videos of Trump and preteen girls, I have no idea, if those even exist. But something is going on here. Has been for years and years and years. And it sure looks to me like Putin has determined that the United States is not going to help out Europe. And Trump is never going to be the guy that he's going to have to fear. And so now he's trying to figure out, will NATO back up the Baltic states, basically, Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania? Because that's where he wants to go next after he's got Ukraine and Moldova.
Well, certainly, it was European powers within NATO that were scrambled in response of these 19 drones that broke into Polish airspace. To my knowledge, it was not American assets that were mobilized. And we haven't seen, again, to my knowledge, any major repositioning of American European
assets.
And
we should have.
It's really been the European. And absolutely, we should
have. We're the foundation of NATO.
We should have sent Patriot missile batteries down more into Poland. We could have sent American jets. We could have sent American, detection systems and anti-aircraft support systems down into Poland. We did not. It was the Europeans who did. So if this was indeed a test of the NATO alliance, including its largest participant, the United States of America, it showed that it is the Europeans who are the ones who would mobilize and do something in response to a Russian assault. American assets were not, to my knowledge, significantly adjusted to respond to this attack. And so that's going to send a signal to the Kremlin. Now, lessons the Kremlin is going to learn, what messages the Kremlin is going to learn from the fact that it was the Europeans and not the Americans who did anything during this thing, we simply won't know. And that's the big danger when it comes to allowing the Kremlin to do these kind of things. I mentioned what happens in the Bering Strait, in the North Atlantic, in the North Sea. It shows NATO's response time and how NATO responds to Russian threats.
And at the same time, all
doesn't look like the Americans did next to anything.
Right. And at the same time, all this is going on in Europe. You've got the Chinese basically playing the same cat and mouse games with the Taiwanese, moving their ships closer and closer and taking more and more territory, taking islands. Xi a couple of days ago speaking in basically code, but basically saying, we will take Taiwan. We will, we're going to restore our national sovereignty. We're going to restore our country. In Taiwan, the island of Taiwan used to be part of China. And Xi is basically saying, we're going to take it back. And it just seems to me that, if Trump is unwilling to take on China, because of his daughter's business interests, if he's unwilling to take on Putin because of whatever Putin has on him, that, you know, we could be looking at a World War III scenario where the United States doesn't get engaged and the bad guys win. Am I off? Have I gone off the deep end here, Phil?
No, I mean, the concern should be for everybody that, make America great again or America first is morphing into America alone. And the isolationism that America so traditionally has swung back and forth on when it comes to engagement with the rest of the world, thinking that the two oceans will always protect us from any enemy abroad, may be what the Trump administration, I mean, he has expressed this intent. The administration has expressed this intent. The people that he brings into his staff, that he puts in positions of high authority, they have all expressed their idea that America can live in a world isolated from the world. And we have seen this before in the 20th century. And eventually, America always gets pulled in, and it's always worse for everybody if the procrastination and the idea that isolationism can protect us from the threats of the world always ends up with the cost being higher and higher. Authoritarian aggression and thugs and brutes and all the rest of it must be stopped early, or they will just take it to the next step, and it'll mean a lot more casualties and death.
Yeah, we needed to stop Putin 3 years ago. I mean, you know, in Ukraine, it's and that was the and frankly, that's on the Biden administration. I mean, you know,
Or even take it back to the Obama administration and the invasion of Crimea.
Yeah, absolutely.
2014.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, Phil, I have a minute and a half until we're going to hit a hard break here. I can't stop. What's the status of Ukraine right now? How are you guys doing?
We got hit pretty hard yesterday. If you'll allow me, and I don't want to overstep here, but I mean, obviously, the situation with the assassination, with the killing of Charlie Kirk, is already being used by Russian propagandists.
Really?
You see them. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dmitry Medvedev has already said things about it. Alexander Dugin have already said things about it. They will use American domestic schisms and the divide and the chaos and all of that. They're already involved. I mean, they've made statements about it, obviously taking the side of the kind of right-wing Christian nationalists, because that's the team that they seem to support. But yeah, they are already involved in that the divisiveness of the information.
I had a caller earlier talking about how left wingers are cheering the murder of Charlie Kirk. I haven't seen that on Blue Sky, but I don't go over to X. I know there's a lot of Russian bots on X. I wonder if it's a false flag.
They'll be there. They will get in any way that they can get involved in a divide and conquer, right, within Western powers, particularly America. They will do. So already I see them getting involved in the information warfare campaign, regarding that. And we should all be aware of it and be aware of the fact that they will get involved and try to divide and conquer. And, as political schisms get worse, know that the Kremlin is there.
Yeah, I got it. Phil, thanks a lot. Phil Itner, check out his On the Edge podcast. Thank you, Phil. Always good talking with you.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So you just got back from your summer vacation, maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring could be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airways open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to zyppah.com and using the code PINK or text my first name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with a snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK. Zipa.com.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. So our economy seems to be in a bit of trouble right now. Consumer prices rose at an annual rate of 2.9% in August. This is the Consumer Price Index. Posted a seasonally adjusted 0.4% increase for the month, which means that for the year, we're looking at 2.9% inflation. On unemployment, Labor Department reported a surprise increase in weekly unemployment compensation filings to a seasonally adjusted 263,000. That's about 30, 40,000 higher than what they were expected. And this is the highest level in nearly 4 years. So Trump's tariffs appear to be having an impact on inflation. That's kind of the bad news. The good news appears to be, at least from Trump's point of view, and arguably from all of our points of view, is that this is not a large enough increase in unemployment or inflation to head off what almost certainly will be at least a quarter point reduction in interest rates next month when the Fed Open Market Committee, the FOMC, meets. So we'll see how that plays out. Meanwhile, the Epstein files are, you know, Donald Trump has to be celebrating, right? Everybody's talking about Charlie Kirk instead of the Epstein files. Sarah Ransom wrote a series of letters to Maureen Callahan back in 2016 when Callahan was working at the New York Post. She was a reporter. And in those, Ransom was claiming that she had that there were videos of Trump, Clinton, and Richard Branson having sex with underage girls. She has since walked that back, saying that, you know, it was only bad things and paid for my family will come from going public. But this stuff just came out as a result of Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell. And in the United Kingdom, Peter Mandelson, who was also a friend of Jeffrey Epstein's and wrote, you know, a glowing comment in his birthday book, he says, "I think the world of you and I feel hopeless and furious about what has happened. You are incredibly resilient. Your friends stay with you and love you." This guy is the ambassador to the United States. Right. So Keir Starmer, the prime minister, just fired him, said, OK, you're in the Epstein files. You're out of here. But Trump being in the Epstein files or maybe even in these videos, I don't know. It's getting weird out there. It's getting very, very weird. Meanwhile, over on Drudge, they're talking. This is fascinating. Apparently, Trump, when he gave his 9/11 speech this morning, the right side of his face started to sag. So now there's this concern, did he have a stroke? Is something going on? Does he have a brain tumor? What's up with him? If this was Joe Biden, the press would be doing it 24-7.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But of course, it's not Joe Biden. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls after the break. What's on your mind? I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-45.
Dairy is starting to feel very bearish. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. And that's the vibe that Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverEgg, is getting these days. With global production increasing and overall demand not yet appearing, it's sending ripples through the marketplace. Ryan says the European Union is one of the influences on lower prices.
Europe has been our North Star. Their prices have been premium all year. They've kind of really helped raise the bar for our exports and put a floor under us. And here in the last few weeks, their prices have really come off hard. Their milk production is now also up year over year. And we've seen things like their cheese price drift from low twos into the mid 180s. And when we think about cheese domestically versus international export opportunities, we tend to think we usually need to be a 20 to 30 cent spread with the world to get those exports off, which is something we have to do.
Ryan Yonkman, along with us, Vice President of EverEgg. You can find the full conversation with Ryan at MidwestFarmReport.com. We've posted it on our podcast page. Stick around for a look at our midday commodity prices coming up.
We want nuts! We want nuts!
There's a full house in the stands tonight, and it sounds like they're demanding higher milk fat and lower feed costs.
These fans know that growing Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help producers increase milk fat production without increasing feed costs.
For dairy farmers, it's Plenish soybeans for the winning return on investment.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Let's take a look at how markets are moving midday on a Thursday. Grain markets are trading higher. December corn up a quarter of a cent at 417 and a quarter. November soybeans up 7¾ cents at 1033 a bushel. December wheat is up 2¾ cents, trading at 517¾. Fluid milk contracts continue to move lower. The October Class 3 milk contract is down a nickel at 1651 a hundredweight. The November contract down 8 cents at 1650. If we peek ahead to the December contract, that's also moving 8 cents lower at 1692 a hundredweight. That's a look at your markets midday on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies expected today, another great September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, 83 on Saturday. Current temperature, 63.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. And that's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Right now, there's also a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman for that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
They tell you it's free.
10 minutes past the hour, and let's see here, Scott in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Oh, great show, Tom.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about 9/11, since it's the 24th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to give the listeners just a couple of fun facts to think on and to maybe research. Number one is a building can't come down at free fall speed, so there must have been some devices. Now, there was hundreds of firemen and policemen that have signed on a document stating that they heard many bombs that morning. They were on site. So that's the one smoking gun. The second being that there was an operation that day by our Air Force. They were simulating exactly what was happening in real time. The operation for the day was, what if two planes hit the World Trade Center? So that's why they had problems figuring out the control centers, what was going on. I have read all the dialogue between the different national centers and Boston Airport and all that. No one knew what was going on, what was happening,
yeah.
Because they were having a simulation at the same moment. What are the odds of that? Another smoking gun is there was one security firm responsible for the security of the Boston Airport, the World Trade Center complex, the Pentagon, the White House, one security firm called Securicom. And the owner of that firm, you want to tell the audience who the owner was?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
oh my
I don't.
Gosh. I thought you would know. Marvin Bush.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I remember now.
Scott, I get all that. I'm still not convinced that anybody put explosives in any of those buildings, or that it was coordinated with the hijackers or any of that stuff. And number one, number two, yeah, sure. The government had been, and is constantly wargaming terrorist operations, and the CIA had been freaking out about this since August of 2001, when they sent an agent down to Texas, and George Bush was hiding out in Crawford to say, Bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S. So it makes sense that they would have been. Not just then, but over a fairly broad period of time, several months there leading up to 9/11, that they would have been. Well, it was August; it was September that it happened. It was just 6 weeks before that they were warning George Bush, and Bush took. And instead of doing anything about it, Bush decided to take the longest vacation in the history of the presidency. And even then, he wouldn't go back to D.C. And I think he wouldn't go back to D.C. because he knew that D.C. was a target of Al Qaeda. Instead, he went to Florida and hid out and had his brother declare a state of emergency and lock down the state.
Yeah. Well,
so, I do see some weird stuff going on, and the Bush reaction to the Saudi involvement was extremely skeezy, extremely suspicious, and continues to be in my mind. But I just don't see anybody putting bombs in buildings.
You need to educate the whole generation that really wasn't you know, around for 9/11 with the facts, Tom. So, you know, the facts are, again, that George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, who no one seems to have ever heard about, owned the security firm. That's how they got into the building complex. It was the first time ever that the complex was
closed. I'm not buying it, Scott.
For the weekend.
Not buying it.
The facts are overwhelming.
You can call those facts, but I call them coincidences. I'm just not ready to go down that road that the Bush family was involved in blowing up the buildings.
We have a long, long history of killing people for decades. They're the worst family in U.S. history.
Well, yeah, we can go back to Prescott Bush, and I'm not going to argue with you about that, Scott. But I do need to move along. Scott, thanks for the call. I got it. Scott in Burien, Washington. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. Obviously, they're probably not going to have these commercials anymore, and I actually sent you something on Blue Sky about this. Never heard back from you. But for a while on the Progress Channel where you're, you know, on the air, they actually had I forget the name of the dog brand, but long story short, the spokesperson was Charlie Kirk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a popular guy. And you know, when they're selling advertising for SiriusXM, they do it for all their channels, their talk channels at once. So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't have a problem with that, or you just...
I don't. You know, if an advertiser wants to give money to SiriusXM, and it's probably a poor choice of audience, you know, God bless them. It's a free country.
Okay. And in closing, my disappointment...
Let me just tell you a story, Scott. When I was on the air here in Portland, I was doing a morning show on the local station here as well, as the national show, and the morning show preceded it. And there was this big protest, you know, there was a huge protest against Walmart here in Portland, and they were going to build a new Walmart in the Sellwood area, which was right down by where our radio station was. And I was opposed to it. In fact, I went down, there was a guy who was walking around with a sign that said, you know, let's build Walmart. And I asked him, how much are they paying you? And he was like, $20 an hour, which is more than Walmart pays their workers, which I thought was hysterical. But then Walmart, you know, bought an ad on my show. And people were like, oh, my God, Walmart's running an ad on your show. And I'm like, Walmart's giving us money. You know, it's like, and we're trashing them. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe I'm just a greedy capitalist or something. I don't know. But I thought it was ironic. I don't think helped them. So anyhow, back to you, Scott.
Interesting. Okay, interesting. And just my disappointment, and then I'll let you go, about the whole thing is, you know, as an African-American, how half of white America just has no problem with Charlie Kirk. Views and just normalize them. And sorry, I think there's not a hell of a lot of difference between him and David Duke.
I agree.
And it's just
or George Wallace. George Wallace has gone mainstream. It's Donald Trump is to the right of George Wallace now, which is just astonishing.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
My call.
Thanks, Scott. Good talking to you. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. You know, I kind of agree with that one guy who called up for 6 minutes about the direction of the Democrats in general and maybe the show specifically. You know, he had some very good points. You said he has no specifics about, you know, this show saying that, you know, we were hateful. I'm going to refer you to your own June 17th newsletter this year. And you painted this all with a broad brush. You said, why do Republican voters regularly embrace hate? Now, that to me is totally unacceptable.
I think it's a reasonable question.
So you do believe that. Okay, so you...
Why? Yeah, I'm not saying that Republicans are evil, but they are embracing philosophies and people who are promoting hate. Absolutely.
Yeah, a small portion of us. You're trying to say every one of us. Now, I voted, as I called up before.
Well, Donald Trump embraces hate. And so if you're a Republican who voted for Donald Trump, then I would say, yeah, you're embracing hate, too.
No, I do not like Donald Trump.
But you voted for him.
I vote for my economic self-interest, like you say we should all do. And this, I like the tax cuts that I got. which were significant, thousands of dollars for me, and I kept to keep my health care, among two things. Now, that has nothing to do with hate, Tom, and two-thirds of Teamsters voted for Biden 4 years ago. Now, two-thirds voted for the Republicans for economics. Does that mean we're embracing hate? Come on.
Yeah, I think it does. I really do.
Well, then that guy was right. They called up. Then that guy, you think the Republicans embrace hate, and that's his
style. That, you know, if you're trying to say that you can cherry pick the stuff that the GOP is all about, that they're you know, vigorous attacks on brown people, on Hispanic people, they're constant denigrating black people, they're attacks on queer people and trans people. If you're saying that you can just set all that to the side and say, "What? But hey, they gave me $1,000 for a tax break, so I'm fine with all the bigotry." I think that's sick, Tom.
No, I'm telling you, Tom, you're expecting me to sacrifice the economic well-being of my family and myself, and it's $4,000. That's ridiculous.
Well, you can say that if you want. I got a tax break too from Trump, and I would just as soon not have it. I would be, I think that we should have a much higher tax bracket, and I would be happy to pay higher taxes if it meant that we lived in a better country. Tom, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And what is the damn price of these tax breaks? I mean, you know, the country's going into debt. Our infrastructure's falling apart. Trump, it's destructive. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson-Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick. And so what do? You get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and get coughed on by a dozen people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, just like mine, and match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications, and there is a doctor involved in this process, to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. To get $45 off, go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom when you check out.
Every day.
51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. MJ in Seattle. Hey, MJ, what's up?
Well, hello, Tom. I am calling because I have experience standing up to people carrying guns in places. I joined a group that was modeled after Sandy Hook Elementary School's, trying to get things done mm-hmm. after a terrible, terrible shooting. And we called it Moms for Common Sense Gun Laws. We were shooting for a shooting. We were aiming for something we thought we could get. And we met with our national legislators. We held meetings. We gathered together. And one big thing we did was we put up a table at the local farmers market with literature and smiling moms and little kids.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And the day that this incident I'm going to report happened, I was with my husband. We were playing instruments. We were making music at the market.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't intend to participate with my friends at the table, but we were near them. And all of a sudden we hear their men driving over here, and then they have guns.
Mm-hmm.
The moms hand their kids the car keys and they say, go lock yourself in the car, honey. And I stand up and I go to the table and I face the table. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't want but I want to be there to interact before they get up to the table. And then a young man, and we live in an area where there's a huge sub base. There's a lot of military stuff going on that is actually quite secret. But there's a lot of military people where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And so a man, he had on a pink T-shirt. and he had a little girl with him, maybe four. And he had an automatic rifle on his back, and he was making a beeline for the mom's table.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I stopped him and I said, "Well, hi, how are you doing?" And I just started to engage him in normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had a little girl with him to let us know he wasn't coming over to spray us all with bullets.
Right.
But still, it was really tense. And I heard during that the police could not come and protect us. Because it's open carry. It's okay for him to carry.
It's not against the law what he's doing.
Farmer's market. And I just kept engaging him. I asked him how old this little girl was. I said, I'm with these people here, and I hope you'll, be good to us.
Mm-hmm.
it was.
So how did it resolve?
Well, they ultimately rounded themselves back up and left.
Mm-hmm.
And the
guy with the gun never threatened anybody or did anything.
Well, bringing an automatic weapon strapped to your back and heading to the table where you're going to confront people who want gun sense laws. That's all we're asking for. We weren't saying, that was threatening.
Yeah.
We've never had anybody come to the market with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
I get it. Well, MJ, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks,
thank
MJ.
You.
Yeah. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Paul, you had the last minute. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I guess I'm going to take you to task a little bit, but not as much as the other guy. On Blue Sky, there was a huge controversy. I happen to collect comic books. A writer for a book that's about to be published, it's been turned over to this writer. She's a transgendered writer, went under Blue Sky and was basically applauding the death of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
The book's been canceled by DC. She's been kicked off of Blue Sky. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is there are elite social influencers, not average people, who happen to be whatever they happen to be. But they're out there, and they're really easy to find. Now, I don't go on social media. I'm your age bracket. It's not that interesting to me. I like to read books. There's too much of an emphasis on the cultural left and not enough on the paychecks, and I heard your bias. You're part of the problem as far as that goes. We have gay marriage, but for the last 40 years, wages have turned into garbage. We have more women on the Supreme Court. We have more...
Paul, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
That's Home Title Lock.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI releasing a photo of a person of interest in the murder of conservative commentator Charlie Cook at Utah Valley University. Authorities also recovering a rifle.
The murder weapon was a high-powered bolt-action rifle, according to investigators who say they found the gun discarded in the woods nearby the shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Bowles says they have clear video of the shooter and are using technology to identify the person, and they have other evidence.
Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis.
He says the shooter appears to have blended in on campus and appears college-aged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Colorado, authorities are still searching for a motive after a high school shooting yesterday that injured two students. Police say the suspect killed himself. And the nation is pausing to mark 24 years since the September 11th attacks, when hijackers crashed planes into the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin.